Ghost Old School DNB Jungle ARP for RAG Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12. Advanced Edits Lesson. Let's build something that feels like it crawled out of a dusty pirate radio tape, but it still locks to the groove and hits clean in a modern mix. Before we touch any devices, set the scene the right way. Put your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to aim at 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for that rolling jungle pocket. Now open the groove pool and grab something subtle, like MPC 16 Swing 57 or an SP 1200 Swing. Don't slam it to 100. You're not trying to make the ARP late and floppy. You're trying to make it breathe with a break. Apply it around 20 to 40%. And crucially, don't build this ARP in a vacuum. Get break looping, amen or think style, get your sub or bass line running, and pull a few ragga vocal shots into the session. One word shouts, little ad-libs, anything that leaves gaps. This ghost ARP is an edits layer. It should react to drums and vocals, not compete with them. Now step 1. Choose a source that will ghost well. The whole trick is that jungle ARPs often aren't clean synth arpeggios. They're illusions made from a tiny piece of audio being pitched, gated, and thrown into dub space. You've got three great source options. Option A is the classic, a rave stab, minor chord stab, organ stab, hooverish hit, anything with attitude. Option B is my favorite for ragga chaos, a short vocal vowel, like ah, oh, yo, or even a clipped syllable. Option C is a metallic FM-ish pluck if you want that cold, tense energy. Drag your chosen sound into an audio track. Turn warp on. If it's vocal-ish, use Complex Pro, because you'll want those formant controls later. If it's a stab or pluck, try tones for that tight, slightly grainy behavior when pitched. Set the segment BPM so it sits on the grid, but don't overcorrect it to the point it loses its character. Then trim it to a clean one-shot. Think 10 to 200 milliseconds, with just a tiny tail. Consolidate it so you've got one clean file to work with. Step 2. Turn that one-shot into a playable ARP engine using MIDI and Simpler. Create a new MIDI track, drop Simpler on it, and drag your consolidated one-shot into Simpler. Put Simpler in classic mode. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic and tight. Add a touch of glide, something like 15 to 40 milliseconds. This is a huge old-school detail. Tiny pitch slides make it feel like vintage sampler behavior and not like a modern, perfect MIDI instrument. Turn the filter on. Choose a low pass. LP24 is a safe start, or MS2 if you want extra bite. Start the filter frequency around 4 to 8 kHz and a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. You're not trying to make it whistle, you're trying to give it a focused peak that cuts through breaks. Now the amp envelope. Set attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. This makes it stabby and percussive. Teacher note here, if your ARP starts sounding like a lead line instead of a rhythmic layer, the first fix is usually shortening the release and reducing the reverb and echo, not turning it down. Step 3. Build the ghost ARP rhythm. This is where we imply harmony through pitch steps and repetition, not lush chord changes. Before Simpler, add the arpeggiator MIDI effect. Set the style to up-down for that restless jungle movement, or up if you want more classic rave energy. Start with a rate of 1/16. If you want frantic fill moments, jump to 1/32 later. Set gate around 35 to 60%. Shorter is ghostier. Steps around 8 to 12. Distance to 12 for 1 octave, or 24 for 2 octaves if you want it to feel like it's spiraling. Turn retrigger on, so every time your held note restarts, the ARP pattern resets consistently. Now create a 1-bar MIDI clip and draw in 1 held note for the full bar. Start on something DNB friendly like F or G in a minor key. Now add the scale MIDI effect after arpeggiator, before Simpler. Set it to minor, or go Phrygian if you want darker, more ragga tension. Phrygian is that instant dread flavor because of the flat 2 interval. Set the root to match your track. This way you can jam notes and stay harmonically safe. Quick extra coaching move. Use velocity as timbre, not volume. In Simpler, go to the control section, enable velocity, and map velocity to filter frequency. Now when you program accents, you're making the ARP brighter and more aggressive on certain hits instead of just louder. That reads as performance and edit energy. Step 4. Make it a ghost. The signature is gating plus space plus dirt, but controlled. We're going to build a stock device chain after Simpler. First, auto filter. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5 kHz, and plan to move it a lot. Resonance around 20 to 40%. Turn on the LFO. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small, 5 to 15%. Set phase to 0 degrees so the motion stays mono and focused. This is a big mix win indeed, NB. Mono movement punches through the break instead of smearing around it. Next, saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not just fooling yourself with loudness. This is what gives the old sampler grit and makes the ARP audible without needing extra treble. Then echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Those timings bounce in a way that feels like dub delay answering the groove. Feedback around 25 to 45%. High pass the echo around 250 to 600 Hz so it never dumps mud into your mix. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz so repeats get darker and sit behind the dry hit. Add a touch of modulation, 5 to 15%, just to give it that drifting, haunted tape vibe. Keep stereo controlled for now. After that, hybrid reverb. Choose a dark plate or a small room impulse. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Inside the reverb, low cut 300 to 800 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz. Mix should be modest, 8 to 18%. You want present but haunted, not ambient wash. Now we need rhythmic chopping. You've got two options and both are valid, but they feel different. Option A's gate for hard jungle-ets. Put a gate after the space effects. Turn sidechain on and select your break track as the input. Now adjust the threshold until the ARP chatters and ducks in the shape of the break. Return around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Floor can be all the way down for a super ghosty cut, or higher like minus 20 dB if you want it to feel like it's always faintly there. This is the magic. The ARP is now dancing inside the drum pattern like it's part of the break. Option B is auto pan as a tremolo. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees so it acts like volume trem in mono, and rate at 1/8 or 1/16. This is more consistent, more machine gun. Gate is more edited, auto pan is more sequenced. Finally, EQ 8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. This is not negotiable. Your ARP should not add sub or low mid fog. If it bites too hard, dip 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs a little air, a gentle shelf at 8 to 10 kHz. But be careful because jungle breaks already have bright hats and rides that live up there. Mix teacher reality check. Treat this ghost ARP like percussion, not harmony. The goal is urgency in the 1 to 5 kHz band. If it starts acting like a lead, shorten the release, reduce echo feedback, and band limit harder. That usually fixes it in seconds. Step 5 is where it becomes jungle for real. Resampling and pitch throws. Create a new audio track called ARP Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the ARP like an edit. Move the band pass frequency. Push echo feedback up in the last bar of a phrase. Nudge the gate threshold until it chatters differently. And for hype moments, flip the ARP rate from 1/16 to 1/32 for a bar, then bring it back. You're basically printing a performance that you can chop like a breakbeat. Now start slicing that recording. Chop it into half bar and quarter bar chunks. And leave holes. Silence is part of jungle vocabulary. Those gaps are where the snare crack and the raga shots feel huge. Add micro stutters by taking a 1/16 slice and duplicating it 2 to 4 times. Add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. If you do hear clicks, don't panic. It's usually just fade in and fade out time. Now the pitch ghost throws. Pick a few slices and transpose them by +7. +12 or -5 semitones. Classic intervals, instantly rave, instantly yongli. For extra old sampler chew, go into clip envelopes and automate transposition just for the start of a slice. A quick 20 to 60 millisecond pitch dip at the beginning makes it feel like unstable playback. If your source was a vocal, swap that slice's warp mode to complex pro and pull the formants down slightly, -5 to -20. Suddenly your raga vowel becomes a demonic shadow under the break without you even changing the key. Extra advanced grime option. Before saturator, try redux lightly. Downsample around 12 to 16 kHz and keep bit reduction minimal. Then the saturator glues the aliasing into a usable mid-range. If it gets scratchy, darken the repeats by low passing inside echo and hybrid reverb so the tail is always darker than the hit. Step 6. Arrangement. This is where most people ruin it by leaving the ARP on forever. Don't do that. Use it like spice. In the pre-drop, start filtered and gated. Over 8 bars, slowly raise the band pass frequency, increase echo feedback slightly, and in the last bar or two, switch the ARP to 1/32 for that things are about to go wrong energy. In the drop, keep it intermittent, two bars on, two bars off, or make it answer the reggae shots. Vocal says pull up, ARP does a ghost burst. Vocal leaves a gap, ARP fills it. That call and response is what makes it feel like a real jungle arrangement instead of a loop. For a mid-drop switch, kill the ARP and replace it with one brutal stab from the same source, pitched down and distorted. Then bring the ghost ARP back later like it's returning to haunt the second half. That contrast is pure crowd control. And if the ARP competes with a snare or hats, don't just EQ it into nothing. Sidechain it. Put a compressor on the ARP, sidechain from the snare. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction only on snare hits. That keeps the snare sacred while the ARP still reads in the pocket. Two more coach notes that will save you time. First, lock edits to phrase logic, not just the grid. When you're slicing your resample, label chunks mentally as setup, answer, fill, turnaround. Jungle listeners feel 8 and 16 bar structure in their bones, even when it's chaotic. Second, build a panic button. Group your ARP chain. Map one macro to pull down filter frequency, reverb mix, echo feedback, and output gain slightly. When the vocal or the snare needs dominance, one twist clears space instantly. That's how you stay hype without ruining the drop.